Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
The things that are considered really romantic in movies,
mm-hmm.
but in real life, not so much. For example, have you ever made out in the rain? In the movies, the big scene where...
Yeah, totally.
They finally come together because they've been away for so long and they just realize how much they really love each other. They kiss and then it starts raining on them, but the kiss is so great that they decide to continue kissing in the rain.
Yeah, it's the Ryan Gosling moment.
Precisely.
The Notebook.
That is not the most comfortable position to be in. Like, if it starts raining on you in the middle of a kiss, you're probably going to stop the kiss.
Well, yeah, you're probably going to duck inside. I mean, you've planned your outfit. Like, you're clearly on some kind of date.
Exactly.
I don't know. There is something about the rain, I feel, that is quite romantic. Like, if you're outside. But it has to just be a sprinkle. It can't be a full
thing. That's the thing, right? There's a romantic level of weather, and then there's just impractical.
Yeah, right.
Like, there's romantic snow, where it's just, little snowflakes. Yeah. And then there's a snowstorm. And there's a couple, a light drizzle.
Yes.
Where you're, you can steal a kiss and then duck underneath, an awning together.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a downpour where just, no, get away from me.
Yeah, precise. Safety issue. Yeah.
Let's talk about another thing that's considered romantic in movies, but in real life, no way. Showering together. In the movie, the shower scene is the hottest, steamiest, pinnacle, climactic scene.
Oh, it is.
But in real life, it's just awkward. It's you get in a shower with someone, it's okay, you can have the shower head. I'm going to stand here in the cold.
Yeah, it's just wet.
Yeah, and then when the wind hits your bum, you're just
Yeah. And then you're kind of, depending on, your size and the size of the shower, sometimes you're shimmying past
exactly.
each other.
And then you guys...
and that's not the best look.
And then the soap drops, and then you got to bend down without getting your face wet.
Yeah.
Pick up the soap,
Yeah.
It's all weird.
So maybe it's just better to be dry and romantic is what we're saying.
I also would like to add hot tubs to this list.
Hot tubs, not very romantic.
What do you mean?
No.
Most romantic. Love a hot tub.
Yeah, especially when it's with all the chlorine and you're you can't even see through the steam. You're just
What hot tubs have you guys been in? Come on.
Okay. We'll do tell.
I got a rash from a hot tub once. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Leave it at that. The other thing I find that's romantic in movies... that I don't think plays out necessarily the same way in real life, is feeding each other.
Oh, that was on my list.
Oh, my
Do not
goodness.
Feed me.
No.
No.
And
not
do not
feed me. Do not play a guitar in front of me.
Do not feed each other in public at a restaurant.
Oh, no.
Have you ever seen that happen?
Yeah, not a good look.
It's time stops, and I just look over. No.
Yeah.
I'd like to add one more to the list, just for good measure. They even made a drink after this thing, but it's not romantic at all. Sex on the beach.
Oh, no. I bet you've had some experience with that, Jamar.
They need to call the drink Sex on the Beach Hurts. That's what they need to call it. I'll leave that right there. Gosh, I wish Marilyn was here today for this topic. Because, Meredith, Marilyn acts like she's the consummate girl guide.
Oh, yeah.
She's so innocent and stuff. But eventually, you find out something about your mom and you're that's who you are.
Yeah.
And that's the topic this
morning. She's got stuff going on.
Of course, she's been in the entertainment
industry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're not good friends with Stevie Nicks and you don't have a little something, right?
My point exactly.
Yes, she's got some swagger.
The question for you this morning is, on this Mother's Day week, as we're celebrating the wonderful moms in our life.
We love you.
But what did you find out about your mom that completely surprised you?
Who are you?
We have some incredible texts on this topic.
Yeah.
There are some pretty wild moms out there.
Of course there are. Because listen, as a youth, everyone experiments and is wild and kind of gets to know who they really are. And then they have a kid and they become this responsible, God-fearing, careful person. And the kids grow up thinking that that's who their parent is. All you got to do is turn the pages back a couple of years and you find out who your parent is.
We've got a couple people who say they were surprised to learn and they never knew this until much later in life that their moms were either engaged or married before their marriage to their father.
Yeah.
Happened. I was young. And someone else said, my mom was able to get in touch with an old boyfriend she had after my dad passed away 4 years ago. And she's 84 years old. She tracks 84-year-old moms
whoa.
I wonder what that ex of mine is doing.
Well, when you make an impression, doesn't matter how long it waits, you're always thinking of that one that got away.
Right.
Okay? Yeah.
Right. Even if it was decades ago.
Even if it was.
Okay. Someone else texted in to say, I found out my mom had a nose job when she was young.
I
always wished I inherited her nose. But now, knowing what her nose used to look like, thank you, Dad.
Okay.
It's so good.
That's funny.
And it's so true because more and more and more that is becoming de rigueur. I mean, even if it's, you know, you marry someone and you think they look a certain way, then your kid pops out with a different kind of nose. You're like, what is happening?
Yo, that's
here?
What's going to happen with these Kardashians.
That's what I mean.
Their kids are going to grow up and be like, there's no way I'm going to look like my mom.
No.
You're all done.
Her mom doesn't look like her mom.
Exactly. Hey, Marissa on the line. Marissa, so you had a conversation with your mom when you found out all this stuff, or did you just stumble upon the news?
I just kind of throughout my life stumbled upon the news, either my mom kind of very casually throwing it out in conversation, or whether it was like one of her brothers or sisters kind of casually throwing out the information.
So your mom pieced it together.
She went on a big adventure somewhere to Hawaii?
I guess when she was younger, she lived in Hawaii for, I'm not 100% sure how long. But I assume like a couple of years, and she lived on the beach in Hawaii, and she's always been a little bit on like, she lived like a very hippie life.
Right.
Yeah, like mahalo.
And then I guess settled down, and
What was she doing on the beach out there?
All sorts of tidbits.
What'd she do?
Making candles.
Like you do if you're a kind of mahalo mama living in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I love that.
Gosh. She sounds like the type of mom that would have gone to Woodstock or something like that.
She did. Well, supposedly. She denies it, but my uncle says that she snuck out of the house and went to Woodstock. So she still denies it to this day. But we also found out that she lived in Jamaica for a couple of summers, and she kind of, and she'll just throw out, oh, well, when I was in Korea once, we had to eat this, like, traditional dish, and we kind of look at her and we go, you were in Korea once? What do you mean?
Your mom was,
those sort of things pop up.
Ask your mom if she ever hung out with a woman named Dasli, then that means she was partying with my mom in Jamaica. Because my mom was the party girl. I know she was. I'm telling you.
Mom completely claims that she was never a party girl, never did anything like that, but some of these stories, it's hard to believe.
Yeah, it sort of sounds like the plot of The Hangover or something.
Exactly.
Like, I woke up in Korea.
Yeah, exactly.
Bradley Cooper was there.
Woodstock and making candles. Your mom wasn't the party girl. She was the after party girl.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
What's up?
Here's a candle.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Marissa. Happy Mother's Day to you and your mom, yeah? I dare you to try to buy Raptors tickets for tonight. It's not happening. You just can't find them.
Nope.
But there is one way. You can call 416-870-1045 right now and play Chum Pyramid with us. That's what we're playing. Seven questions in the queue. Person who answers the very last question gets the pair of tickets to see the Raps. Now, the other six questions do matter. Got to get those right, too. If you get on the line, you should get them correct. But you want to get the last question right. So you get those things.
This game is tricky.
It is tricky.
Because you got to be sort of the right time at the right caller. But the best thing is you just keep calling, right? Because we need lots of people in the queue. And you got about 3 seconds to answer. This is a rapid fire type of thing. So no Googling.
Glad you said that.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be quick. Meredith will call you out if you're Googling and we'll move on.
I will.
All right.
I really will.
And your answer, you're asking all the questions, ma'am.
Yes. And I believe we've got Tina on the line. So should we get this thing going?
Tina, you there?
I'm here.
All right. You're the first, which is good news and bad news at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. A lot of
be on a roll. Okay. You never know. You could roll all the way through to seven. It's a lucky day for Tina.
Hopefully.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go, Meredith. First question.
What terrible, low-down, no-good, rotten American city is ironically called the City of Brotherly Love?
Boston?
Tina.
Thank you so much,
sorry.
Tina.
Okay. Oh, Phil. Okay, never mind.
Goodbye.
Bye, Tina.
Next up.
Bye, Tina.
Good morning,
Stephanie.
Steph, what's going on, Steph?
Stephanie.
Hello.
Hi, Stephanie. So, did you hear the question, or shall we repeat it?
I heard the question.
Okay. And so, your answer is, Steph?
I'm gonna guess Chicago.
Unfortunately.
Next.
Okay. Next on the line. What terrible, low-down, no good, rotten American city is ironically called the City of Brotherly Love?
Chris. For you.
St. Louis.
Jamar is slowly losing respect for us Canadians here. He's like, come on. You got to know the answer.
The City of Brotherly Love. Okay.
City of Brotherly Love. Matthew is on the line. Matthew, for question one, Raptors tickets. The City of Brotherly Love. What is that city?
Philadelphia.
There you go. Here we go. Okay. So you move on, right? That's how this works? Pyramid?
No, Philly is dirty. Talk about New York. Philly is dirty. But anyway, let's move on. Next question.
Okay. Speaking of brothers, one of these brothers is known for dating Miley Cyrus. The other is known for starring in the Avengers movies. What is their last name?
Evans?
Oh, no. But I know where you were going with that. There's only
Hemsworth.
One.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Next one. Who's
gotta
up?
Gotta move on.
Got Liz.
Hey, Liz. Liz.
I was going to say Hemsworth.
Well, Liz, you would be correct.
Yeah.
Liz, moving on.
All
okay.
right.
Okay, here we go, Liz. Your next question. What famous Chris did Adam Sandler pay tribute to on Saturday Night Live this weekend?
Oh, I watched it too.
Oh, come on, Liz.
Chris.
That's it.
Oh.
Thank you.
Woo! Okay, next up. My gosh, this game is cutthroat.
We got sure Dave.
Dave, can you hear us?
Yep.
And do you have an answer for this? SNL this weekend, what Chris?
Farley?
Did I? There you go.
There
Chris
is.
Farley.
What number are we up to?
It. We are up to question number 4.
Wow.
We are up to question number 4. Okay, in what movie did Adam Sandler play a golfer?
Oh, crap.
Nope. No.
Yeah, I can't think of it. I know the movie. Sorry.
Oh, it was actually a good movie.
Oh, it was a good
movie. Yeah, I know it was. Sorry.
Okay, man. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Next up, we're at question 4 right now for Game 5 Raptors tickets. In what movie did Adam Sandler play a golfer?
Sandy.
Happy Gilmore.
Ta-da! No hesitation there.
Nailed it.
Sandy is into number 5.
Turn that radio down, please, Sandy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's what that is. I thought it was like some special effect happening.
No, it was me being the voice of God. Okay, let's continue.
In golf, what do you yell if you hit a shot that goes astray and might hit someone?
Hmm. 4.
Yes!
4!
Yes, Sandy! Killing it so far. Okay, we're moving into
number,
I know. Question 6. I'm scared too. Okay, what is the word for large round earrings and is also a nickname for the game of basketball?
Blue hoop.
Yes, Sandy!
And I love a nice pair of hoop earrings.
I love a hoop earring.
Hoop earrings too.
Yeah, they're very hot.
There you go. They're hot right now. They're on trend. And you, my dear, are up for question 7, the big money question.
Oh, God.
Are you ready, Sandy?
Yeah.
You ready to take it all the way?
Yeah.
What dinosaur movie is also the name of the area where Raptors fans gather outside the Scotiabank Arena?
Jurassic Park!
Yeah!
Oh my God.
Sandy, you made it to the top of the Chum Pyramid. You are going to see the Raptors tonight!
Yes!
Didn't figure that was happening tonight for me.
Well, that's what you're doing tonight. You're going to the most important game, the biggest game of the season at Scotiabank Arena, Raps versus the 76ers.
And the only other question you need is, who are you bringing with you, Sandy?
My husband!
Yes! Hey. Date night extraordinaire.
Absolutely.
Wife of the year right now. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, be sure to send some pics for our social when you go to the game, yeah? We'd love to repost you.
Oh, yeah. Sure. If it didn't happen on Instagram, it didn't happen, Sandy.
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's make it happen with the Chum audience. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Go, Sandy. Go, Sandy. 736. Wow. And that's how it happened.
Are you still disappointed about that brotherly love
question? I am. Well, no. Love Philadelphia.
It's sticking with you.
Love Philadelphia. But they are the city of brotherly love for some reason. All right. The E-Talk Entertainment Update brought to you by IKEA. With up to 15% off all beds, dressers, and nightstands, there's plenty to pick up and snooze from at the IKEA Bedroom Event. April 29th through the 13th of May. Visit IKEA for details. Lainey, lots of juice this morning, yeah?
So much juice. So much juice. I mean, one of the biggest nights in entertainment, the Met Gala, happened last night in New York City. And I always try, for people who don't know, I explain it like this. It's the Oscars and the Emmys and the Golden Globes and Fashion Week all rolled into one.
Yikes.
I mean, this is the carpet that probably is the most A-list. Everybody goes, and it's pretty elite and exclusive. So,
it's probably the most entertainment millionaires on one place.
Correct.
In one event.
True.
And not to sound like, you know, pretentious or anything, but none of the entertainment riffraff, like you're not getting Heidi and Spencer. You're getting people approved by Anna Wintour.
I was going to say, she's the head of Vogue.
That's
she
right.
sets the list.
So that's why, you're getting the biggest names. Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Zendaya, the cast of Black Panther, Oscar winners, Golden Globe winners. It's endless.
But speaking of riffraff, like Cardi B makes it onto that carpet. Come on. She's the former stripper, drugging dudes and, you know, whatever.
Talking about Hollywood status.
I feel you.
I'm talking about status in celebrity.
I think it's a nod to Cardi B, actually, the fact that she's gotten to that level. And had actually one of the nicest dresses on the carpet.
Oh, she's a fashion darling right now.
Yeah, campy dresses. Yeah. The theme was camp. But to your point, you make a good point. 10 years ago, the Met Gala had gotten boring. Mm-hmm. And it had gotten boring because the same people went. And what I'm saying by that is there was no diversity.
Right.
And since then, the Met Gala has been made better by people like Cardi B and Nicki Minaj and Lupita Nyong'o and Michael B. Jordan.
Wow.
And we missed them last night, but Rihanna. Beyoncé.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that your point is valid about how Cardi started, but what a diversity in different kinds of celebrity can add to an event like this. Hmm.
100%. And she had the most entourage on the carpet,
Cardi did? Cardi had the most entourage because her dress was, it was like 18 sleeping bags. It looked like it was huge. It required several people to carry the train up. She could barely walk. That's also the purpose of the Met Gala. Fashion over function.
100%. And up the staircase.
Up the staircase. Katy Perry showed up in a chandelier.
It was lit.
Literally, like, in a chandelier.
Yes, she was the chandelier and it was lit and she had to be helped up the stairs. She could barely walk, but this is the costume gala, right?
Yes.
So you're supposed to go all out.
And what was your opinion on Gaga, the Russian doll of the fashion, like all the peeling off of the outfits? Were you into that?
I think each individual outfit wasn't all that special, but the performance of all of it together, no one had done that before.
Yes.
You know Gaga's going to do something new. She was the co-chair.
Mm-hmm.
So she, of course, walked up the stairs, took one piece off, walked up the stairs again, took another piece off. It took like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Nobody could come in for 20 minutes because all of this production was happening. But it was the first time we had seen something like that. And that is what Gaga brought to the event.
Yes. And you know that she would have watched and been to so many of the Met Galas, but also wanted to do something that really was unique and one of a kind.
Anna approved.
She did that. Yes. Anna approved.
We also got some Met Gala gossip. Like, Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes have never posed together. Standing up. When you get pictures of them together, it's, you know, they're
standing
running
up,
away.
I like that. It's so true. Yeah.
They're always sitting at a bench or something
like
that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Or they're crouched at
an
award show table.
They willingly had their picture taken together, and this is new. Remember, there were those false reports after the Oscars that they had broken up.
Mm-hmm.
I came in here, I believe, and I tried to shut those down. They are still together, and clearly they're edging their way out. So that was kind of a big celebrity moment. Also interesting, remember Harry Styles and Kendall Jenner had an off-on thing?
Yes.
Kendall was there last night. Harry was one of the co-chairs. And they were seen looking really happy talking to each other, which has gotten people talking about whether or not they're talking about themselves together.
Right.
She has a boyfriend, though. She's been seeing basketball player Ben Simmons. Is that his name?
I did not know that, but okay.
And so last I heard, they were happy, but, you know, they say that there's always that one person that is not your fallback, but can always push your buttons.
Yeah.
And Harry might be that for Kendall.
Looking good in Gucci last night. He was.
He was really cute last night.
Yeah, super cute.
He was cute. I wanted him to go maybe 5 degrees more camp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little bit
of color maybe. Like it was
a little bit of color, black, see-through. Maybe some makeup.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mendes was rocking some makeup and some earring and some hair gel.
Exactly. Maybe some eyelashes. Why not?
I like that idea. Oh,
yeah.
That reminds me of Kristen Siriano and that dress with the eyelash that was opening and closing.
That was Janelle Monáe. Yeah.
So phenomenal.
Exactly.
Also strange.
But this is camp.
That's the point.
Right?
Just did it. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. A whole lot there. Thank you so much, Lainey.
Thank you,
Lainey.
Good stuff. I'm glad Jamie Foxx is dodging those Scientology darts. They're probably out there his head.
Oh, it's so true.
There's probably a bounty on his head, don't you think?
Absolutely. Great.
Thank you so much.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.